How do you think Hillary would feel if emails were never invented?
Throughout the 2016 campaign, Donald Trump used this cry to rally supporters against rival Hillary Clinton. 3 years later, Lock Her Up has morphed into After his inauguration, Trump's presidency was soon overshadowed by the Mueller investigation into Russian campaign interference. The Mueller report did not conclude that Trump's campaign conspired with Russia to meddle in the U.S. election, but it left open the question of whether the president obstructed justice during the probe, giving Democrats fuel for further investigations.
This is an incredible time for our country.
Since the release of the Mueller report, Trump has returned to Spygate, an allegation he first tweeted about in May 2018, claiming the Obama administration had planted a spy in his campaign. It's becoming a familiar theme in his rallies, including in Pennsylvania earlier this week.
Nah, we caught them. They were spying. They were spying on our campaign.
Last week, Attorney General William Barr ordered a review of the FBI's decision in 2016 to launch a counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign.
If we're worried about foreign influence, for the very same reason we should be worried about whether government officials abuse their power and put their thumb on the scale. And so I'm not saying that happened, but I'm saying that we have to look at that.
Some analysts see the move as Trump's strategy to shore up support.
What his base likes about it, about him, and has from the beginning, is that he is combative in the face of tradition. He's just relentlessly combative. So yeah, they'll investigate the investigators, and frankly, it's not going to be good for him.
Kamark added the investigate the investigator strategy may end up revealing more discrediting information about the president. But Trump is making a bet it will undermine the credibility of the Mueller report and his opponents.
Trump has been creative about interpretive truth so frequently that often I think people throw their hands up because they don't know what's true. And so it's very easy reach for him to say that this information that's coming out against me isn't truthful and we need to investigate the agendas or investigate the people who are putting forward this information.
Look, there are lots of people who have different colloquial phrases.
Earlier this month, FBI Director Chris Wray said he does not consider court-approved surveillance as spying, a view that may not matter to the president's supporters.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.